Mary.
Except, like, I think that little girl on Little House on the Prairie who was blonde, she was such a pain in the neck. Her name was Nellie, I think, but nobody remembers that.
There wouldn't be too many people that would follow that.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of an ordained preacher that comes around? He's not very good at what he does.
Comes around here?
Usually not in El Paso these days, but maybe in the old days, an unordained preacher would come around and preach.
The itinerary type guy that's on the move all the time,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
is this
mm-hmm.
what we're talking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do I know one?
Have you ever heard of a name for that kind of?
Mm-mm.
How about jackleg, like a jackleg preacher?
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
I don't believe associated necessarily with the ministry or as a preacher. A jackleg is, to me, a jackleg is a guy that can do a lot of things, but none of them very well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A person who defends you in a lawsuit is your
lawyer,
and
attorney,
the guy who decides the case is the
judge.
Uh-huh. Here's some body parts. This is
hair,
and these are
ears.
And a man has a
beard.
And this is my
cheek. Your lips.
And I talk with my
teeth.
I talk with my
mouth.
Yeah. and one of the teeth is a
tooth.
Uh-huh. And this is my
neck.
And inside I might have a sore
throat.
Mm-hmm. And these are my
legs.
Mm-hmm. And we can move our arms and our legs because we have
joints.
Right. And this is a
foot.
Mm-hmm. Both of them
ankle,
are
ankle. Feet.
Uh-huh. And this is my
tummy.
Or I digest food with my
stomach.
Right. And if a man can lift a heavy weight or a woman, it doesn't matter, but they are said they are very
strong.
Mm-hmm. And if you're sick, you say you're sick something, your stomach. You're sick.
You have a stomach ache?
Yeah. But you're like sick something, your stomach. You're sick.
Sick to your stomach?
Yeah.
Is that
mm-hmm.
you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. See, some people, that's like a variation question, because some people say sick at your stomach, and some people say sick to your stomach. So you just said sick to your stomach.
I've heard both of them.
Okay.
But I think my use, I wouldn't say it that way. I think I would say my stomach is upset. I would be more inclined to go about it that way.
Okay. if I can't talk anymore because I've been talking too long, I am
hoarse.
Mm-hmm. And if you have pain, you have inflammation of the joints.
You have arthritis.
Mm-hmm. And if you have a little pain down here and you, what's it called?
Appendix.
Or the disease is called, the inflammation is called. It's your appendix, but what do you call the...
Appendicitis, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a disease that's dangerous to kids and begins as a sore throat.
A strep throat?
Well, it's more serious than that. It's dip.
Diphtheria?
Uh-huh. And what's that disease that we get from ticks in Colorado?
It's a spotted fever.
Mm-hmm. And the disease that they had on the Navajo Reservation? A few years back that they were having problems with, it was killing people right and left.